We know Keytruda as pembrolizumab, which is the generic name. This agent, pembrolizumab, will have a huge impact on the patients with melanoma. In the clinical trials, it has doubled the number of people alive at 1 year in comparison with chemotherapy. For example, in the clinical trial of patients given pembrolizumab, the number of patients alive at 1 year was around 70%. In comparison with chemotherapy, the number of people you would expect to be alive at 1 year when treated with chemotherapy would be 30%.
So people with advanced melanoma at the moment, what treatment would you be using on them?
When people are diagnosed with advanced or metastatic melanoma and surgery is no longer an option, we then need to find out a little bit more about their melanoma by making sure that a biopsy is done and analysing the tissue to determine what treatment is best. Sometimes the melanoma is amenable or it's able to be treated with a tablet directed against a particular mutation in the melanoma itself. In patients without this mutation, or if the tablets that we use now fail, then in the current environment, there is a drug called ipilimumab, which is the first generation immunotherapy drug that has been proven to be effective and is funded by the Australian government for this type of melanoma. And so currently, if patients are fit enough, if they're well enough, if they're able to receive this, then ipilimumab is the next treatment of choice. One of the problems with ipilimumab is that it has a number of side effects, which makes its delivery difficult.
When it gets listed, when would a person use Keytruda?
My understanding is that Keytruda will be used in the first-line treatment of patients with advanced or metastatic melanoma who don't have other treatment options available. It'll be used in patients who have had the melanoma return or are diagnosed with metastatic melanoma, where we're unable to use these other treatments. And it will probably be used instead of the agent ipilimumab in what we call the first-line setting or as their first available treatment. This is exciting to us because pembrolizumab is a very active treatment and it is less toxic. That means that it has less side effects than the currently available ipilimumab.
You mentioned before the side effects aren't as bad as what has been. So will people still get sick though when they take this?
They can do. There are some side effects, but they appear to be not quite as bad or occur as often as the currently available therapy. The side effects that commonly occur are diarrhea, skin rashes, and possibly other more rare events which are more serious and do require careful monitoring.
So have you used it with patients?
I've used pembrolizumab in a patient with non-small cell lung cancer in a clinical research setting with some success, but it is early days. I have used nivolumab, the related drug to pembrolizumab, in a patient with melanoma. He had awful pain from a cancer spot eroding into his bones. We started the nivolumab. Within 4 weeks, the pain had gone away. The scans have shown that the tumour has shrunk. During this time, he's been able to lead an active life. He continues to enjoy life. He holds down a full-time job, and the time that he's been on the treatment, it's enabled him to get married, and he has managed to have a much enhanced quality of life. He's come off his morphine-like painkillers and he has had virtually no side effects from the treatment. So the story is a good one. It's not from pembrolizumab, but it is from a related drug which I think is interchangeable.
So you think that'd have the same effect?
I have no doubt, yes. There are, of course, people who do not respond to these agents, and further research is needed into why that is and how we can improve treatment.